Well, I'm okay with taking criticism about quality and stuff like that, and I'm like actually taking it to heart. You know what I mean? Like as I'm listening through, I'm like, oh, okay, I am louder, or I didn't let Dave talk there. Da, 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 da,
you like know. A fucking professional.
Yeah, it's because we are goddamn professionals.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know I am. Hey.
This is the story of a podcast name. Nobody asked for this podcast.
Dan Brady.
Who had...
This is the story of a man named Tom Brady. Just killing it. Killing it, that guy.
As this. That's pretty good for me.
That's good. Can you hear yourself? Can you hear me?
Yes.
More importantly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'll just move that one more time. No, don't worry. I'm going to move it at least four more times.
Me too.
That's fine. I'm going to give myself a little boost. Just a little boost. I can work with it.
I'm making a song and this headphone sucks and it really sucks. I can't hear out of one ear.
I can't believe you don't have anything better than that.
Fuck you, man.
Although...
All my material's right here.
Yeah? All right. Well, ooh, that's right. I got to get my notebook here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even going to look at it.
Oh, I've got things to say.
I only watched one of them.
What do you mean?
All right. So, I'm Dave.
And I'm Brandon.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, and retcons of our favorite movies and TV shows.
And this week... We watch Judge Dredd and Dredd.
Dredd, Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
Or
the Dredds.
Judge Dredd, Dredd. I don't know how we'd back to back on that.
Dude's got dreads. That's the important part.
Long, flowing dreads.
Hence the helmet.
Oh, that's a good point. Keeps it all up and taut.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, at work, you have to.
Well, should we take it with some broad strokes first?
First, I want to talk about, because we're on the topic of dreads. I just had to, I just okay. remembered.
Wait,
so
what?
There's this parking lot attendant where I work. Actually, not where I work, where somebody else works. It's also my company. But like, long story short,
okay.
I had to get like a parking pass. And this dude's like this 55-year-old hippie with just like these huge dreads, like all like under a hat, like the biggest hat possible. And I'm like, you're clearly stoned, bro. Like, I know what it looks like.
Right.
I know the signs. You know, like, I get it. Parking lot attendant.
You know, what are you going to do all day?
It is what it is. But I was like, wow, you could at least pretend. Like a little. I don't have a tie on or anything. I'm just, I just got.
What was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. It's
the mysterious splitter that,
yeah.
Super great.
It's definitely not ideal. I still don't think I... Ooh, maybe I do.
No, I've got both.
All right. Well, we're going to go with that.
Our audience doesn't know about this or care.
I hope not. I've listened to them. I don't hear... Like,
I don't hear any difference, yeah. But it's just so aggravating.
Yeah. So, no summoning Google this episode.
No. Sorry.
We just got done with that debacle.
Yeah.
You thought I wasn't going to bring that up.
I knew you would.
We did that little bit of audio editing magic for you, the listener.
Yeah.
I actually thought it'd be funnier just to leave it in, just to be a dick.
It stopped my podcast twice, so I'm glad we took it out.
Brandon was more thoughtful, so you can thank him for that one. But anyway, Judge Dredd?
Well, I'm going to start it with this. I have a whole lot more to say about the 1995 Judge Dredd than I do about the 2012, but that does not mean that the 1995 one is a good movie.
I can't believe you typed all that.
As I watch, I just type instead of write.
Yeah, I sit here with a pen and pencil.
I'm stream of consciousness. Just
pen and paper.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Only later did I go back and be like, okay, this was at that scene, that was at that. But otherwise, okay. I just stream consciousness.
I just jot down whatever I'm thinking. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I've like almost three pages about 1995 Dredd, less than one page of 2012 Dredd.
Yeah, I think I have about three pages for each, but
wow.
I'll tell you what, yours is...
more condensed.
Condensed. Because
yeah.
It's
so this is probably like five pages of Judge Dredd.
Yeah, that's a lot of Judge Dredd material, I got to tell you. And
who's this? Steamy pile of crap.
Listen, man, there were parts of it that I was like, listen, he's right when he says like it's an action movie, but there's something else there. Yeah, dude. It's about the law.
It's a 90s action.
You're going to get that 9 or 10 more times, folks, so get used
gonna
to it.
It's going to be bad.
Because, oh my God, betray the law. Best line in the movie.
Fuck it.
The law.
Rico was, like, I as well. We'll get into the specifics. But yeah, that's my broad strokes. Like, I have a lot more to say about 1995. It's not a good movie, though.
I enjoyed both of them, actually.
I did as well. But in totally different ways.
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
I actually really liked the, sitting and watching like Judge Dredd, which I had forgotten was based on a comic book. They were showing the comic books in the opening. I was like, oh yeah, this is fucking based off a comic book.
A British comic book, actually.
Yeah, I did not know it was British. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never read it. But,
me neither, actually.
It was one of those things that I was like, oh, like as if you're watching Spider-Man, and you're like, oh yeah, there's a Spider-Man comic.
That's where Marvel comes from.
Right, exactly. It was just... but the whole movie is obviously... it is more than an action movie. There's a whole like commentary about the law.
A bunch of things that just didn't need to be in it, let's be honest.
Yeah, but what do you... You got to make a movie somehow, man. You got to fill some time with some shit.
I guess.
You know?
It felt too busy.
There was a lot going on.
It was too busy.
You know what it was? It was very busy, but at the same time... I thought they put it together decently well.
Put together fine.
Yeah. Like the whole part out in like the Outland or whatever.
I enjoyed that. Like, still gives me nightmares to this day.
I actually thought that was part that I was like, there's this whole scene in here that just like takes place outside the city. This is just kind of weird.
No, it needs to happen, I think.
I know. I think it does. That's why I was gonna justify it.
Yeah.
But I thinking you disliked that scene, but apparently I'm thinking of the wrong
scene. It sits in that spot where it's like, it's so bad, it's good. Let's be honest. Like, that's where I'm always a fan of it's so bad, it's good. Have a few beers, watch this movie. It's really dumb.
It's so bad, it's good, but it's not so bad like the Street Fighter movie is so bad.
That's a real bad
it's
one.
Good. Like, this was like from the time, when was this made?
Yeah.
What was it,
95.
95? At the time, this was like a legitimate action movie.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Like, post-apocalyptic sci-fi style, action movie.
Big budget.
Oh, I was
huge
a big?
Huge budget.
I mean, I imagine so. It's got fucking Sylvester Stallone in it, so.
Like, that alone.
There were actually a lot of
the
actors.
The effects are really great, too. I still have, like, I love the effects in the first movie.
Oh, yeah, well, for the time, in the 90s. But I always say that, and I look back at, like, Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, but in the 70s, they were fucking killing it.
I have, like, a note, like, I'm like, even though the special effects look like they're from 1985, I still enjoy them.
Yeah, they weren't exceptional, but you didn't have any, like, lasers or anything crazy. You had a lot of gunfire, some explosions.
Yeah. The robot is
the
cool.
The robot was really well
Did you
done,
know that
actually.
The robot was actually a fully, it wasn't, like, part of a robot. They built the whole thing for, and it's all hydraulic and moved.
I felt like they were saying something about that in the making.
Yeah,
we saw
that in the making, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody does watch 1995 Dredd, do yourself a favor and watch the making of. It's on YouTube. It's 20 minutes long. It says so much about the making of that film.
Yeah, there was some good stuff in there.
Really awful.
The best part is you got to see Sylvester Stallone.
Reading an awful script teleprompter.
Oh, yeah, where he was like, I don't know if we're going to afford
Rob Schneider again.
His medical bills. Rob barely survived the movie.
How about that fall that he took in the making of? Did you see that? He just wiped out down those steps. Ooh, it was like, oh man, ow,
really?
Ow, 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 ow. He just wiped out.
Which steps?
They filmed it early, they said, but it was the ending scene where he was like, no, I'm, and they were running out of the Hall of Justice. Right after like the council gets killed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Rob Schneider just, like, they have a behind-the-scenes picture of him, footage of him just wiping out, hitting his, you can see his ribs all the way down, and then face-planting on the ground.
Oh, you're just face like, down?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, no wonder Sylvester Stallone gave him a hard time, though.
Right?
That's like, that sucks, though.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking Rob Schneider.
Oh, I'll get to that.
Oh, dude, he was the best part of this
What's
movie.
His character's name? Right?
Sal? Sec?
Nope.
Luke?
I had to look it up.
Sil?
Nope.
Slack?
Nope. Very far. Cold.
It's
cold.
Like a three-letter word.
Nope. Cold.
It's like...
Very cold.
Scurvy.
Warmer. It's actually surprisingly warmer.
Hurley?
Very close. You're getting there.
Harley.
Think a duchess in England. Or a former member of the Black Eyed Peas.
Fergie?
Correct.
His name was Fergie.
His name's Fergie.
Oh, see, I knew. Okay. All right.
I had to look it up. In the last hour, like the last 30 minutes of the movie, I'm like, what the fuck is his name?
I feel like, you know what? Now that you say that, I actually, while I was watching it, thought I was like, is that a girl's name? And I think I was thinking of Fergie.
Yeah.
I was like, what the, like, I guess because like Ferguson is like,
of course,
short for.
Yeah.
But turns out he's innocent.
Sort of.
Well,
I mean, he was. Haven't you ever heard of extenuating circumstances?
Apparently not if you're Judge Dredd, which is kind of my point.
Yeah.
There was the biggest difference between the first movie and the second movie to me was that the first movie had this overarching plot of the law. And why that was important to Judge Dredd, why it was important to judges and society as a whole, and in particular why it was important to Judge Dredd.
Correct.
And how he took the letter of the law completely seriously, completely
almost
strictly
to a fault.
By the book.
That's
to a fault.
That's the point.
Which is Fergie's situation, obviously, Rob Schneider.
No, I agree. The theme
and
of the law
movie,
carried through that so much more.
Dredd didn't have that, like, at all.
It's implied. A lot of it is like...
It's implied because of the first movie.
Or fans of the comic book, but yes.
Yes. But they didn't make that clear.
The second one is more service to the people who got screwed over and mad at the first one. Do you know what I mean?
I guess in the sense that it's a dark, drug-filled, like really
it's
gritty,
100%
overly gory...
closer to the comics.
Yeah. Except that there wasn't that whole law thing.
Yes.
They almost completely left it out. Like, really, he says, I am the law, but he was talking through an intercom about,
like
something.
It's time for judgment. Like, he says,
no, I'm here for the judgment.
Yeah.
Judgment, level 2.
Judgment, extra crispy.
The tower got taller every time they looked at it, by the way.
I know, it was like
100 stories. He's on floor 39. I'm like, oh, he's probably like a third of the way there. Like, no, that's still in the basement. But the whole all he did in the second movie was his big thing was that he was just a badass. And Dredd from the first movie was clearly a badass.
Yeah.
In the second movie, that's kind of all he was. They didn't make a big deal about how he was like, I'm Dredd and I'm the law and I'm the only, I'm the thin line between good and evil in this city.
True.
Like,
all right. I'll give you
like
that.
Hershey wasn't like, hey, maybe you want to loosen up and like,
yeah,
be, you know, not be so much about the law and like, hey.
No, well, he was just a badass.
He
like,
was just
was
a
it.
Guy who shot good.
Yes.
That was his thing.
Yeah.
Which is like fine for an action movie.
That's what
I'm saying. That was Dredd was an action movie. It was just
yes,
an action
movie. It was just
movie.
An action movie.
Judge Dredd was an action movie where they tried to say a little something about something.
All right. I'll give you that. That's true.
You know?
No, I completely agree.
I mean, and you're right. The more I think about it, the more it was busy.
It was way too
busy.
With
the whole council and everything.
I'll be honest. I as much as I, when I was a child, I loved Rob Schneider and thought he was very funny and like Demolition Man and shit like that. You could take him out of the movie and it's 100% the same message all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, to your point, yes, a little bit.
You'd
but
need
they
that character to get fucked over, I think.
A little bit. But it's like Rob Schneider got a script for a buddy cop comedy and nobody else did. That's what I have to say about that. Like, nobody got the same script Rob Schneider did. His, when he
They're
does
like,
his,
Rob,
like,
so you're
gonna
we're
come doing
in, you're
an
interaction. You're going to be Dredd's partner.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And nobody told him. Nobody's on the same page as him.
You and
Stallone
nobody. Are going to be working together. Yeah. Side
it's
going to
be
side.
Like Tango and Cash. It's going to be... nobody followed the same script that Rob Schneider was on.
That's really good.
It's I feel that way. I agree with you that he did that. Okay, good point. That he has a message to bring with his character.
Yeah, I thought so. The whole interaction with his character. And plus, I got to tell you, there were points where I laughed at Rob Schneider.
Oh, of course. I think he's very funny.
He's Rob Schneider.
I still think he was funny in that movie.
We're not together. It was like, the first time I saw that was funny.
Yeah.
I think I remembered it, like, at this point. But there were some lines that I'd forgotten, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not like gut-busting, like, oh my god, fucking...
Yeah. What are we going to do? Knock on the door and say, hello, Cursed Earth Pizza.
Cursed Earth Pizza. Yeah, it's like,
funny.
Oh, and for the 90s, too, that's like a
that
perfect...
That was so 90s,
that
but
was
it was great.
Very 90s.
Uh-huh.
That was the only thing that dated this movie.
The only thing. Okay.
That was the... If
I've got a little
thing.
Bit of a list here.
It was, dude. I love the fucking the bike, whatever the bike was.
You like the law rover. The lawgiver is a gun.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of the bike.
The law master, I think it was.
I think you might be right.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't remember it as I was watching the second one, actually.
They actually, some more trivia, they built those bikes for real, from scratch. Wait for it. They were too powerful once they made them, so only stunt guys could ride them. Everybody else had to use a moped version or a half, like, for the shot version.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Even the flying one?
The practical. Yeah, the flying one was real.
The flying one.
The practical
stuntmen.
The practical effects for this movie were very good.
Well, so
were
they took
very
a year to
the
build the set, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is, I mean, you're creating a whole future city, and you figure a lot of it's models, but a lot of it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, and back then they didn't have CGI, like not good CGI.
No. No.
To make all that. You had to make all that shit.
The only CGI, and we could both tell, was in the bike scene.
I wonder if it's like more expensive, like if it's just overall cheaper because you don't have to build, or if they just like filled that gap and were like, listen, you were spending this amount of money, so this is how much you fucking paying us for CGI, bitch.
Hmm.
Like, you got to figure the actual labor involved. I mean,
that's a good point.
Once you have the software,
well, it was that was there was like this was before that tipping point. You know, before that Lord of the Rings tipping point where CG became a bajillion times cheaper to do than practical effects. I do miss the days of practical effects, don't you? I mean, we grew up with them. To a certain extent. I do miss them. They do look a bit hokey, but there's something different about it. Like when you see a xenomorph in the old Alien movies, or you see Jurassic Park, and you can tell the scenes
when
were animatronics.
Done well.
Yes.
Classic retro effects.
Practical effects.
Are really good.
Yes.
It's impressive how well they're done.
Like the robot.
Like when you see
the wardroid in
this
movie.
The wardroid in this movie, the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park at the time,
mm-hmm.
were crazy well done. And you were like, oh my God, I can't believe
it.
But like, and CGI, it always looks good, but you feel like it's like
always that little bit of sheen that it has, or like it looks too plasticky or
still
to this day.
It's not as impressive.
Yeah.
Because when you put together like an
I'll give you a quick example where it was impressive. Rogue One, with the faces for Tarkin and Leia.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that wasn't...
True.
It was in service of the movie. It wasn't just like a, here's some special effects. It was in service of the plot. It was melded in nicely. Everybody who saw it could tell, unless you were 9 and don't know that Tarkin died, you know.
Right. And
But it was good. That being said, it's one of the few examples where I'm like, CG was really good.
Yeah, if... I guess you're right. If done well, CG can also be impressive in what it can accomplish. But overall, I just feel like it's a cheap way to, like, all right, well, here you go.
I think we have Peter Jackson to thank for that, really.
But you know what? It does look good now. I mean, there was a time where it wasn't good.
I mean, I've seen Tron.
I mean, yeah. There was a time when it wasn't. And there was that time where, like, some of it was.
And there was, like, a half and half time in the 90s where they were doing, like Jurassic Park is a good example where it was... a lot animatronic, but then in the big scenes with like the T-Rex stepping on the thing, that was CG, you know?
And done beautifully.
Done very well.
Yeah.
But there was a time in the 90s where it was like everybody was doing half and half.
I feel like you had to be good at it, and now you just like...
There's enough studios out there to make it look good.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah, it was rare you got a good studio to do it and like quality work out of it that looked really good.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't understand all that shit.
I digress.
I mean, I'm more of an audio engineer, guys. You should have seen the shit we were pulling off earlier.
Have you heard the other episodes?
I cut and pasted some stuff. You guys are going to be...
I was really proud.
Actually, you've heard it already. It's already been released. It was released last week. Write us in at nobodyaskedthispodcast@gmail.com or nafcast@gmail.com. Hit us on Facebook. Let's know what you thought about that and Brandon's little Google incident. Love to hear some feedback on that one.
If we'll release the raw audio. Oh, did you delete it? No, we can cut it out. Let's release that as like a blooper.
Oh
later.
No, I have the original footage.
Let's release that as a blooper.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If you want your phone to stop the podcast and actually go to Google,
I'll do like a remix of all like
actually
cut
that
footage.
Sounds like a great idea. I like that.
Of all the stupid shit you guys have heard some of this stuff we've said on air. Just imagine the stuff we thought couldn't make it in the podcast.
It's not good.
It's not
buckle up.
You're gonna want to sit down for this.
Oh man.
So sorry, I digress also.
We both digress.
A lot of digressions going on.
I mean, we're both bullshit
artists.
We're
a digressive bunch.
We're both very good bullshit artists. I'm a stand-up comedian. Artist.
It's just because we never shut the fuck up.
No, we love to hear the sounds of our own voices, and now we're spreading it out to everyone.
Yeah, enjoy, guys.
I hope you enjoy the sound of our voices as much as we
do. For God, I don't even know how many hours of footage.
We've got a lot under our belt already.
Yeah, it's not that. It's like, I could say 10, 12 hours probably.
Yeah, certainly.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there'll be more. We just looked at that list today.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of which, I mean, next week for...
Ooh, Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call Ghostbusters from 1984.
You're not going to call the 2016, 17 Ghostbusters?
I have yet to see the movie, so
is that because they're women, Brandon?
No.
Because one
of them
is black, and I'm pretty sure one's Jewish.
I don't know what's right to say.
And another one is Melissa McCarthy.
Ugh, I don't know what's right to say.
Nothing.
I don't
Nothing
know yet.
At all.
We're gonna find out.
But yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
I'm nervous.
But for now, I mean, back to the dreads.
Yes.
What overall?
Let's say okay. Whose dread would you rather have with you in a fight?
Ooh.
Which dread? I mean, obviously for me, Carl Urban from 2012. I thought he kicked ass. I thought he was a very good dread. Props to him for not taking off the helmet too. That was a big sin from the first movie.
Carl Urban is the actor. Right.
Bones
right.
from the new Star Treks.
Oh, that's him.
That's him.
Oh yeah, he didn't take off the helmet. I wrote that down. He didn't take off the helmet the whole time,
which is stellar. I think.
I also made a comment before she said something about it. I was like, so this is like a test day. Is he gonna fail her for not bringing her helmet?
I know,
all?
Right?
What the fuck is going on? And then she explains. She's like, oh, it's my powers.
Because she's a mutant.
Yeah. Which was also, cool. Like, cool. Where did that come from?
Oh, that's a thing.
Is it?
In the Dread universe, there are mutants and there are people with some abilities. I mean, Dread gets... I've read about, like, how crazy Dread gets.
Really?
So there's Judge Death from an alternate universe who thinks the only crime is living because it all ends in crime anyway. So he comes to our universe and starts just... laying waste to everybody and everything. He's like one of the biggest villains in the Dread universe.
I mean, good. It makes sense.
So it gets crazy.
I'm kind of with that guy.
I mean, I'm no like, now that I've seen both of these movies, I do want to watch. I do want to read the comics a little bit.
It does make you kind of interested in the comics.
Yeah.
You know, what those are like, if they're any good.
They are, from what I hear.
I mean, people like them, but people like a lot of shit.
That's true.
I mean, there's people who like this crap.
I don't understand. I mean, thank you so much. Like and share. Subscribe.
Hit us up at...
Backtrack. Edit that out.
I've done enough editing.
So yeah, which one would you rather have in a fight?
In a fight, probably New Dread, just like as a sidekick, because he'd obviously be the sidekick.
Stallone.
I mean, Stallone, because you gotta.
I agree.
You gotta do it.
I hate to agree with you, but yeah.
You broke the law.
You betrayed the law. Law.
Everything's just over-delivered. And
oh, my God.
Dude, in that commentary, the 20-minute commentary we watched, the making of, he was just bad.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was like, you acted like you could act in the movie.
He doesn't.
Why can't you act like you can act now?
It's so stiff. It's so bad.
What's happening?
Well, remember this. At this point in the 90s, Stallone
he
was...
He already been in a
Stallone,
porno. Right.
Oh, that's right. He was.
Oh, that's Stallone's first credit.
Forgot about that.
He's a porno.
I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, dog.
But at this point in the 90s,
allegedly.
No, I don't know if we have parts of it. That. Yeah, like I've seen it on clip shows and stuff. It's him.
Yeah, it's pretty sure it's him.
He was also in Bananas with Woody Allen.
Bananas?
Yeah,
is that the name of the porno?
It's a great movie. No, it's a
like
Woody Allen movie.
Wow, I didn't know it was that kind of porno. Thank you.
Sorry, I was about to vape, but I put it down.
Yeah.
For the record, it was me vaping all the time. Please don't blame Dave.
Yeah, I got a lot of heat for that on the message boards, the forums.
Oh, that cracks me up. So, like I was saying, at this point in the 90s, Stallone literally farted money.
Yeah.
He could, like...
Was this before or after Demolition Man?
Same year.
Oh,
I believe
wow.
They came out same year, if not 96.
Holy crap.
I'd have to check on that. But they were like, they were back almost back-to-back filming. Mm-hmm. So at this point, he was evergreen. He, like, anything he did was gold. And
so
it showed
him in the movie.
It showed in that making of. And there's also a bit of drama on behind the scenes, if you want to know. The director wanted it to be a hard R. First of all, let's go back to that subject.
Sure.
Director wanted it to be a hard R.
No titties?
No. It was PG-13, man.
Ugh.
The new one was R, for sure.
Oh, it surely was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there was enough
so
death and sex in that one.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I was like, oh, the way the skull crushes at the end.
Oh, that was so gnarly. That was good,
yeah.
Though.
Oh, yeah.
I liked her as a villain. She was a good villain.
So I would do that drug all day, every day.
Oh, my God.
I was like, as soon as they did slow-mo, I was like, oh, I get it.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Okay. Right. It's but also like everything's like super like that was when awesome. She did like the water thing.
That was so beautiful. I was like, it was beautiful.
I would sit and do that for right? hours.
Everything becomes a lava lamp.
Myself doing that for just ever.
Slow-mo seems pretty sweet, I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, I
don't do
I
drugs. But slow-mo, if they ever make it, sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't even have to ask twice, man. Slow-mo, I don't even care if it's the same thing. You just sell me something called slow-mo, and I'm putting it in my nose. Do you know how?
I mean, let's go back and watch that movie again.
That movie? Did we miss that?
I'd be willing to go back and check.
She's crazy as a villain.
I liked her as a villain. Granted, Rico made more of an impression.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. But
you want chaos?
So over the top.
I'm chaos. I'm chaos. You want order? I'm the new order.
The law.
That gift that I sent you, that scene is my favorite. You betrayed the law. And he just throws it back in his face. Rico, Armando Sante as well was a very, like.
That's Griffin, right?
Whatever you saw. No, Armando Sante is Rico. Is the actor.
Who's Griffin?
Jürgen Prochnow.
Okay. Do you have that written down?
I know exactly who he is.
Wow. I knew who he was, too. I recognized him as an actor.
Because he always plays the bad guy in movies, and he's from Das Boot.
Ah, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's actually Dutch. Not actually German.
It was
he's Dutch.
Only a matter of time before he got betrayed. Like, that was apparent from
Square let's deal with this. Let's, deal with a psychopath that's a murdering nutcase.
Is this guy going to get betrayed?
Oh, no.
Oh, I think he is.
Oh, he got betrayed. So the scene where he gets... To bring it back to that hard R thing, the scene where he gets ripped apart by the robot,
yeah.
They actually had like scenes of that.
Oh.
That was a shitload of this movie got cut out to make it PG-13.
Wow. Because of the audience.
Yeah.
You want to have that wider audience.
I think, yeah.
I didn't
well,
see any
Stallone.
Scenes filmed in China, though.
No, not the original one. Or even the new one.
Or the remake. Nothing Chinese.
Good check.
In there.
Good check. I noticed that too.
Look, there was a presumably Chinese man who got crushed by a door.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Where he was like,
guy on
don't be here when we get out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was like, I warned you. Get up. You're going to the ISO cubes. And I was like, I loved it. I was like,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But even in the beginning, he was like, you know, don't be here when I get back.
Yeah.
Like Judge Dredd, original Judge Dredd, Sylvester Stallone, Judge Dredd, would have been like, Hershey, cuff that guy. I'm going in. We got every crime, everywhere.
Everything.
I gotta get these guys.
I am
the owl.
So, if do we want to get into specifics?
I feel like we're already there.
Well, starting in the original one, 1995. So, also as well on this podcast, I am going to ask you to know the year that these movies are from because it's easy to go Dread 95, Dread 12, Dread 2012.
I've been writing it down.
Okay,
that doesn't necessarily mean I remember.
No, but I would appreciate you trying. I know you're not big on details like that.
I said what year 95? I looked at my notes.
No, but I was saying as a format thing going forward, let's refer to movies as like the year because they're a lot of them are gonna have the same title.
Yeah, I'll probably just end up saying the original and the remake,
and I'll just kind of keep saying what I'm saying.
That's fine.
I
think we all
so
know
much.
What we're talking about.
I hate you so much.
Do you not know what I mean when I say remake?
I do.
Is that confusing to you?
No, it's just...
Is there some confusion there?
I just like the delineation between both.
I'm delineating by calling one thing
Please.
And the other another thing.
I think it's so much easier to say, like, 95, 12.
Sorry, Brandon. I didn't know we were, like, censoring speech over here.
Oh, my God.
I'll say it
cut
the way
cut
you
the feed,
want,
cut the feed,
Brandon.
Cut the feed.
But I thought this is America.
What do you want to do? I'm the Bat Dad.
Don't betray the law.
So in the beginning of the first one, did you notice James Earl Jones?
Which man? The 95 one?
Yeah.
Or the 12 one?
The 95 one.
Could you qualify? Thank you.
I quit. I just
hey, you're the one
it.
Who said you were going to do it that
forget
way.
It.
I didn't make any sort of commitment. You said you were going to do it.
Forget
I'm just
it.
Holding you to your shit.
I retract my shit.
You want to go fuck yourself?
Hey,
start
yeah,
over?
I think I do. I take it back.
So I'm sorry.
If the audience could feel the heat from my face right now.
I'm sorry. In the 95 one.
Wow, I'm really hot. That's really embarrassing.
You were saying.
Did you notice
the first
James?
One, the original.
Did you notice James L. Jones had the opening crawl?
Oh, yeah, him. I did.
He's not in the movie at all.
Nope.
They just were like, James Earl Jones, you have a good voice.
Exactly.
Everybody knows this. It's 1995. Could you read this? It probably got like $1 million or something like that. $500,000 to read like
two paragraphs. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was probably in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Easily. Yeah. Easily. Just to read two sentences, yeah. Basically.
I'm James Earl Jones.
This is CNN.
This is CNN.
Simba, I'm your father.
He's got the voice.
I know.
There's something about that voice. You gotta love it.
Another thing in the beginning that I loved was, okay, so you know, Hershey and her partner show up first to the Block War, which is Block War, I think, is a reference. I think that is a reference to the comic. They ham that up a little bit to be
it
like.
It must be, because oh, I wrote down, like, Block War?
Yeah, I wrote that too. I'm like, Block War, that's got to be something from the comics. Because like, they were like, it's Block War. Yeah, like, it's Wipeout. So when she shows up and they're under fire, they call for backup. Mm-hmm. And she goes, Heavenly Haven, I'm the corporator of Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello, yeah, I wrote it down too.
And there's another scene later where she says Burns and Allen too. Like George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Oh, I didn't catch that one. Yeah. I definitely got the Abbott and Costello.
I rewound it. I was like, did you Abbott and Costello? Abbott and Costello? Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, that was priceless. And of course, Dredd shows up. Yeah. And you do like a full pan. And his uniform pretty much consists of
a
like
leotard
a metal
and
thong,
smaldrons.
And fucking a chess piece.
Yeah, that's it.
I wrote down like lacrosse. Chest piece. Like,
it's like, just well. It's a onesie. It's a ballet leotard.
Well, his yeah. The under that, yeah. Obviously. But don't forget about the shiny
cod piece,
the cod piece, and the shoulder pads. Like this guy,
so unfunctional.
Yeah, and I was like, I hope some of this is bulletproof or something.
Apparently, it was.
I actually wrote down like Dredd equals Batman. And then in the second one, I was like, Dredd definitely equals Batman. It's just like a more lethal Batman. He's just like, I'm grouchy, and I frown. You only get to see this part of my face, and I'm fucking pissed.
Well,
except Dredd kills people, and Batman doesn't, allegedly, if you believe that shit.
All right.
Fuck you, Batman.
Whoa. Where did that come?
Bruce Wayne, I'm coming for you. Coming for you.
Wait for the upcoming episode, Nobody Asked For This, where we cover all three iterations of Batman.
And how much they fucking
can't
suck.
Wait to watch Zack Snyder's Batman.
Is that Batman and Superman?
Yeah, that's the Batman v Superman.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
Pop
culture, because you don't pop culture.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that is. Is that the guy who made that crap movie? Because
yes,
I don't like him.
Yes.
Why do you warrant his existence by knowing his name?
Because there's discussions about him.
I don't have to. I can just relegate him to non-existence. Oh, that crappy movie? Doesn't matter.
Guess what? We're gonna have to watch it.
Oh no, we're gonna talk about it. I watched that whole movie, and I'll watch it again.
Wait, you did see it? I didn't even see it.
Oh, dude, I watched all 3 hours.
You saw Batman v Superman?
I put myself through that shit.
Well, we'll get to that. I can't wait to talk about that because that sounds like you already have.
You're bringing up some old trauma.
You
now,
just yeah,
you just
like
move on.
You look triggered as hell.
You just introed like you opened like an old wound.
Wow,
rub some salt in it. And like let's talk about.
Ladies
that
and
later.
Gentlemen,
like,
do whoa. Not bring up Batman v Superman with Dave ever again.
I mean, I'm not a Bruce Wayne fan to begin with.
That's true. You
cool
never were.
Hero. I like the fact that he's like super detective.
You're more of a Spider-Man kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, more of a Marvel.
You're more X-Men.
Yeah. Spider-Man, X-Men, you know, that type of deal.
As am I.
Fantastic Foursies.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're
digressing.
But good superheroes.
Yeah.
Good superheroes who aren't just whiny bitches. Who are, oh, my parents and all this money. Oh, my butler. Oh, no. Everything's so hard. You know how many people have parents die? Like, it's just like, oh, no. Now I must become a superhero. So wait. You're a billionaire, CEO, mogul, superhero, and you're just still bitchy.
We'll get to that. I can't wait now, actually.
At least, like, Tony Stark is, like, he's broken inside, but he has a good time.
Yeah, and he like, puts on a good front as part of his defense.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Bruce Wayne's just, like, a fucktard.
He's kind of just, I don't want to be in the same room with him. He sounds like an asshole.
Right. It sounds like I wouldn't like him. At least Tony Stark sounds like a good time. Like Bruce Wayne is just like, oh, yeah, well, hold on. I got to practice my kung fu. Oh, yeah, I lived in a monastery for 5 years and learned some fucking Ra's al Ghul weird shit and then brought that curse back into my life over here and ruined the lives of so many. But
it's true.
And oh, you know what? I have to cut all ties with the world because I'm nothing but trouble. You don't want to know me. I'll tell you.
That's
what.
How I felt in the third movie. It was like, you can't have friends, dude. You can't have one friend.
Bruce Wayne is an emo dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's an emo motherfucker.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I fucking hate him. Batman, cool superhero, neat idea, but Bruce Wayne can go fuck off. Anyway, sorry.
And this relates to Dredd because Dredd's kind of a badass.
Dredd is a little Batman.
A little
bit. He reminds me of Batman a lot. Yeah, for sure.
Although I would say in the new one, sorry, 2012.
Oh, which one? Which one, Brandon?
In 2012.
Can you delineate?
So, I was trying to make that a thing, and I take it back. I completely take it back. I'm an asshole.
So
forget it.
2012.
Forget it. Forget it. Drop it. I'm done. I give up. You win, Christ.
It's not a fight, Brandon.
Apparently it was.
I mean, it's not. I'm just saying. I'm going to do my thing. You do your thing. If you want to delineate, you do that.
All right. All right. Let's let it try. Let's let it die, please.
So in the new one.
In the fucking new one. I can't even say it now.
Which one is
in
that?
In the new one. In the 2012, Carl Urban.
Okay.
Carl Urban.
Right.
I did, like, if you took a picture of Carl Urban's face with the grimace in the helmet, like, that's dread. Like, that is, like, you could trace that into the comic book and everybody would know it's him. He has that perfect, like, corners of his mouth down.
He does, but that bothered me, actually.
Really?
Because I was just like, how pissed do you have to be?
He's
you
dread, dude.
Actively, like, endeavor to frown that much.
Like, I bet he had to get, like, dental work done because he ground his teeth so much.
Frown. Yeah.
Like, his jaw must have been so clenched.
Like, it wasn't even, like, resting bitch face.
No,
like,
it wasn't.
Stallone had resting bitch face.
Yeah, he
did.
He was
just like, I'm just super stern. But, like, yeah, exactly.
Lip out.
But Keith Urban, he was just pissed. Pissed. And rightfully so. Whole different movie, by the way. Can we talk about how it's a whole different movie?
Completely different.
As soon as they shut down the tower, I was like, oh, okay, so this is a climb the tower thing.
Yep, it's a like a day in the life of, and also kind of like The Rage. Ever hear that movie?
Fucking all I can think about was Arctic Train or whatever.
Snowpiercer.
It's Express.
Yeah, almost like a bottle episode, kind of like we were talking about before.
Yeah, where it's just like you got to get to the top of this tower, you got to get to the end of this train, you got to fight your way through all only one way, and it's up.
Tight spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, this is going to be a whole different movie. There was no council of judges.
Nope.
There were very few other judges entirely, except for the bad judges and those two judges who waited outside all day.
Yeah, right.
And were just horrible at their job.
They're bad judges. Like, they were just crap. They were just bad at their job.
Fucking whatever her name was, New Hershey.
Anderson.
Anderson couldn't get fucking in. She couldn't get a pass. But these judges who were waiting outside, well, they got an emergency call.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we hear there's two judges trapped inside under fire. And the guy's like, nope. Well, can you open up so we can take a look later?
Right, I thought that guy was good, too. The IT guy.
The IT guy, the fake eyes guy.
He got fucked up.
Well, that was the first thing Christine said. She was like, he's got robot eyes.
Yep.
I was like, oh, yeah,
and then you
have robot
see
eyes.
How he got them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She fucking gouges his eyes out.
Oh, my
why not?
God. Because
if,
so
if you're going to fuck up an IT guy, I guess, why not gouge his eyes
oh,
out?
Oh, it was so gross. Dumb. The graphic, like, what? Now I remember why I stopped watching this, like, when I first tried to watch it. Because I honestly wasn't in a good place in my life. Everything was a little vulnerable. And as soon as it was just like, let's skin the guys and throw them over the edge, I was like, I'm not watching this. I'm not watching this. Click.
You didn't see anything too bad.
No, but it was just like, oh, I can't take this graphicness right now. Like, I couldn't take it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it actually reminded me.
I enjoyed it like crazy watching it again, though. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I mean, honestly, I feel like I enjoyed the first one more just because it's so, like, it is corny.
It's quotable, too.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Absolutely. It's 100% quotable, sorry.
But, I actually thought the new one, it was more like, reminded me a little bit of RoboCop, the original.
Yes.
What with the overkill on all the bullets and everything, like every shot was...
Like that first, okay, so the first action scene in the tower where they go into the drug den, and it's that cool cut between regular motion and slow-mo. Regular motion to slow-mo. Yeah. That was great.
That was that whole thing where he basically kills those guys in slow-mo.
Yeah.
Was really well done. Every slow-mo scene
looked really
good.
The filmography, the filming of it, not necessarily special effects, per se, but like the way they filmed it with the speed of the camera and everything was great.
Right,
great. The way they portrayed that slow-mo was freaking cool.
Oh, every scene.
Yeah.
Even when they were throwing people off balconies and shit.
That was even
like, that's
imagine
fucking cool.
Well, also know this, I don't know if you do, the movie was released, it was a big push for 3D. So imagine seeing that in 3D. That was, I felt it was a little throwaway to that, but it was still very well done.
Wow, that would have been creepy in 3D. Would have been crazy. Those slow-mo scenes, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet those slow-mo scenes were specifically made to look really good in 3D and 2D. I'll bet that took a lot of work.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a comparatively smaller budget.
Wow.
Much smaller. comparatively.
Yeah, not just those for inflation, seeds were awesome. That drug was awesome. Let's get that drug.
Let's get on that. Listeners, send us some slow-mo.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. There was some stuff that I was like, when she blows up the fucking whole floor with the Gatling guns.
I have that note, too. I was like, that can't be good for the load-bearing structure of that entire 200-floor complex.
Yeah, and forget about all the people she kills.
Oh, she doesn't care.
But the bullets wouldn't have been chasing him down the hallway like that.
Did you? Like, that's a good point.
He ran down, like, 3 or 4 halls. He's, like, turning corners.
The bullets were like, quick!
The bullets were like...
Which way did he go?
Just right behind him. I felt like it was the fireball scene from the original Dread.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't make any fucking sense. I was like, bullets don't chase you. How is this working?
Well, did you hear about JFK? Magic bullet. Those chain guns. Chain guns were full of magic bullets.
All right. Fair enough. Well, that makes more sense now, then. I get it. Although, they had to do is explain that.
That was pretty badass, though. When you just see these 3 chain guns roll out, you're like, no.
Well, then again, right after that, they go looking for the bodies, and they get escape into the skate park, which I was like, why is the skate park here? It's just out on a ledge. This seems, A, super unsafe. B, is this not like a landing zone or something they need to keep clear? But okay, we'll suspension of disbelief that.
I was fine with that.
They're like, we got to go back in. And I was like, all right, fair enough. They go back in. They pull a typical action movie thing where they take out all the guys. You don't see what happens. And then he brings out like her second in command or whatever and throws him over the edge. And I was like, why didn't he shoot her right there?
Yeah, he had a clear shot.
Yeah.
He could have just...
All the miniguns were, like, powered down. He pulls out her buddy, and he specifically makes a point
of doing it,
of pushing him off the edge in front of her. And I was like, you couldn't have just incendiary round.
Like he did later.
High explosive round.
Yeah.
Fucking double Dutch, whatever the fuck they're calling
double
that
Dutch.
Shit.
That's true. Double shot.
I was also, like, the first time he used that like, incendiary round or whatever to, like, melt the guy's face from the inside.
Oh, that was awesome.
I was like... That was completely unnecessary.
Oh, absolutely unnecessary.
There was absolutely no reason that
he had to say that line.
Yeah, he was like,
"Your move,
your move, hot shot."
What'd you say?
Hot shot.
I thought it was pretty cool.
It was totally unnecessary.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let's talk about unnecessary. I think it's from the first one.
I didn't remember any.
Okay.
That I could. I mean.
Okay.
Like what?
The clones.
Yeah.
Joan Chen. Completely.
The scientist?
Entirely. Why was she in this movie?
Did she not have boobs until like the last scene?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, movie magic, but you're like, completely correct.
When she was first on screen, I was like, boy or girl? Girl. Okay. She made that determination. Like the boobs came out and I was like, definitely a girl.
I feel like they had her in there only so that they could have a cat fight at the end.
Yes.
Like that was her. Sole reason
that was
for
it.
Being in the movie.
You're 100% right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She could be lifted from that movie and it's fine.
I guess Rico needed some help because he couldn't have done all the science stuff.
I doubt it. He seemed pretty capable.
You're right. He was. I mean, he was excellent.
He was a great. I like as much as the.
Plus, he had that robot.
All right. Well, the slowest robot ever.
So at the end, I didn't even think about it while I was watching the movie. I thought about it later. I was like, oh, Rob Schneider hacks the robot.
Yeah, he's a hacker.
Because that's what he went to prison for originally.
Yeah, again. It's like he got a script for a different movie.
Exactly. You're going to be a robot hacker.
It's going to be a Tango
Cash. It's
going to
be like Swordfish?
Yeah.
Yes.
We haven't
made
that movie
Rob.
Yet, but yes.
It's going to be just like that, Rob.
Oh, when Rob Schneider was so full of pep and vinegar and opportunity.
An unwilling gigolo. You mean like a rape victim? Yes, Rob. Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly it.
It's going to be a very poignant film. We're thinking Oscar material for you. And he gets on set and they're like, wear this and fucking fuck that fish.
Rob Schneider has the stapler.
The stapler. Yeah, the classic. That's Family Guy, right?
South Park.
Oh, that's that South Park?
Yeah.
That's what everyone thinks of when you think Rob Schneider.
Oh, my God.
Like, Rob Schneider is the stapler.
That's so great.
Yeah. It's so true. It's Rob Schneider. I mean, not that he hasn't come out with some funny shit, Rob. If you're out there, hit me up. We'll have you on the
show.
Oh,
yeah. He was great back in the day.
We'll find you some work.
He was great back in the day.
He was. He was he was a 90s icon.
He was. Yeah. I don't deny that. Absolutely. He was great.
Absolutely.
But, he doesn't know the 3 shells.
The what?
He doesn't know how to use the three shells. Remember Demolition Man? Really? It's like his only good line in Demolition Man.
No, I haven't seen Demolition Man in years, man.
Oh, it's a shame it's not a reboot. It's a great movie.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's really not that great.
What's
but
his name? Blade.
Yes. Passenger 57. Well, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, right. Wes.
I wonder if people call him that in his real life.
I mean, that's why I wasn't... I didn't know who you were talking about at first, and I was like, oh, Wes, right.
Of course, Wes.
Wes Snipes.
Wes Snipes.
You don't like, call him Wes?
No, I'm not bros with him.
Well, I mean, he told me, Dave, call me Wes.
Wow. So, I mean, you guys must be really tight. Did he give you tax advice?
Because he's a criminal.
Yeah, you could.
I get it. Tax evasion. It's no fucking joke, people.
No, it's not.
You think Dredd's serious? Dredd doesn't even fuck with the IRS. I'll tell you what.
No.
I am the law. Well, we're the IRS. Oh, shit. Fuck me running.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how about the bikes that didn't work?
I know. That was kind of funny. Yeah,
I like they also had them in the second movie, but they didn't fly.
Yeah, they didn't need to.
Yeah, I was like, there's no need for that. Although the chase scene was cool, the first one.
I disagree.
Oh, man.
I feel it was completely unnecessary to show off special effects.
Oh, dude. I thought it was like, oh, this is so silly action movie.
All right. Going with that, I get it. Like, it's kind of enjoyable. But to me, it kind of took me out because it looked really hokey.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't great. No. But I enjoyed it.
No.
He flies up at the end, like he goes straight up the building, and there's like the guy chasing him who like can't figure that out. He's like, "Oh no, I'm gonna hit this bodega!" I'm just like, dude, you could have pulled up too. You're riding the same thing he is.
I mean, the guy behind him did.
He made it.
I mean, I really like that scene when they did it better in Return of the Jedi on Endor.
Right. True. That's. But listen, man, we can't all be Star Wars.
No, it can't be Star Wars 10 years later, even. When they...
Yeah, dude, it's a whole different genre, man. We're talking comic book remakes, and this is a true remake. Comic book remade into a movie, rebooted into a movie.
True.
Yep.
We've not read the comics. So.
Yep.
Again, after watching both of these, I'm like, now I'm kind of curious about the comics. Curious what the universe is actually like, what the world that they... Because both paint a pretty interesting picture of Mega City 1. And I like the Dredd, the justice system, the judges. Sorry, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I like how you got a map in the second one.
Oh yeah, how you got to see it go from like Maine to like West Virginia to like down towards like
where all the different Virginia. Judges and stuff are from,
all the different sectors.
And is the end of the second or the end of the first one takes place in the Statue of Liberty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I was like, which they mentioned that they moved.
Yeah,
because
In the beginning when they're coming in, I was like, "Is that the Statue of Liberty? Are we like they like pave over like the fucking bay, or what happened here?"
The second one did a better version, even though the first one tried to establish Mega City 1 with a lot of visual effects.
Yeah,
the second one basically, and I know this from I've seen the making of the second one, the new one, 2012. Now you're giving me a complex.
Rightfully so.
I hate you. So the second one. Used Johannesburg and just dropped a building here and a building there and a building here.
Really?
It's
like Johannesburg, from, South Africa?
For the most part, you're looking at Johannesburg.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
What a shithole.
I'm not going to say anything, but...
Wow.
Yeah, it's apparently not so hot.
Africans, get your shit together.
What's with the podcast right now. I'm leaving. I don't want to be on this
anymore. I saw
that
city. You had that one good tower. 200 floors, and it's filled with criminals. That's why you can't let them over here, folks. Build a bigger wall or something.
Jeez.
I don't know.
But yeah, that was South Africa.
I did not realize
South Africa. Yeah.
That's racist, Brandon.
Oh.
I'd appreciate it if you don't.
I'm no better than you now.
Don't imitate them. It's debasing, okay? Which also, by the way, will debase myself for credits.
Yeah, that was good.
I love that guy's sign. I was like, this guy's just coming right out with it.
And then he got
the hobo, of course,
crushed.
Gets smushed by the door, which is like, I guess, yeah. Oh, I mean,
another bit of trivia. Mm-hmm. Sorry, back to the IT guy in the second one.
Right.
Do you know him from any other movie?
I guess I'm going to.
From one. He is General Hux in The Force Awakens, Star Wars 7. He's the head of the First Order.
Oh, shit.
British. He's actually British. Most of these people were British, actually.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, a fucking rivalry with Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, the Grand Moff Tarkin of the situation.
Yep. It's I wrote down. I was like, oh, cool. Domhnall Gleeson. I only know him from Star Wars.
Yeah, it makes sense now. I can see the... I was going to say resemblance, but it's fucking him.
It's the same guy, but yeah.
I could see the image.
You saw his, you see his face now. You're like, oh, yeah, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the hair and the crazy eyes, you mm-hmm. know, throws you off. But,
yeah, the crazy eyes.
I like
eyes.
How she lets him go in the end, obviously.
That was good. I liked that. Yeah. I liked Anderson. I thought she was...
Good character.
She was a better character than Hershey. Hershey also didn't need to have... First of all, the romance in the first one didn't need to happen and came out of left field 100,000.
Well, there wasn't really a romance. That was the nice thing. She kissed him at the end, and he's like...
What is a kiss?
I'm out.
In the making, I remember where she...
Emotions.
There'd be a law against him.
There'd be a law against him.
That was much, very much a great end of the opening there.
Yeah.
Emotions. There ought to be a law against him. Turns his head.
Haven't you ever had a friend?
Well, in the
I did.
In the making of the first one, we both saw, Diane Lane says, so Judo, Dredd's a virgin? I know a lot of stuff about Dredd. And it's true. He's not supposed to have had any...
Well, he's a weird clone that's obsessed with the law.
Basically. So, yeah.
Yeah. I like how, by the way, his mentor dude, the head of the council, like... He's like, I'm here to save the day. Which is exactly his accent. Look it up. I did a spot on.
Max von Sydow. Yeah, another German.
I'm here to save the day.
That's Sean Connery. No, it's...
Where is he from?
He's from Dutch land.
I'm here to save the day?
Very close.
This is the day I will be saving.
You know what Max von Sydow does in movies? He whispers a lot in it. I cannot understand what the body is saying because it whispers. We cannot do this because of the Janus Project. You're like, dude, stop whispering. Stop. Whispering.
Speak into the microphone.
He always does this in all his movies because he does a lot of Dutch existential movies where he whispers a lot.
Well, I like how he didn't look behind him.
I know. And got taken out like a chump.
How did you think you were going to survive for more than 5 seconds in the wilderness? How did you survive this long? It's like you just don't have the look behind you thing figured out.
That was really dumb. And then when he's doing his dying death scene with Stallone, and he's like, we made the judges, or we made you and a brother, da, da, da. And then at the end, Stallone goes,
you let me judge my brother.
it just goes,
let me judge my brother.
You let me judge my brother. And then Stallone goes, don't die. But the timing of it is so perfect because he's already dying. He's like, oh no, I'm going to die.
don't die.
And then it's just like, boom, revenge time. That's a great, I mean, it was an interesting turn of the movie. You're like, okay, now they're going to go back. And now
I judged him.
No, what happened? I judged him.
Another great line.
It is 100 times more quotable, sadly.
Oh, yeah. He takes his helmet off, so you see his face at some point, which is like, whoa.
The entire movie, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe we're just not going to do the helmet unveil at all.
That's Stallone. You could not pay him to keep that helmet on.
Yeah, I'm sure you're probably right.
No, there was I was trying to lead into it before. There was a big butting of heads between the director and Stallone.
Oh.
The director wanted a RoboCop type movie.
Is Stallone a dick?
Stallone just basically said, it's my show after a certain point. When they were doing reshoots, the director wasn't even allowed back on set. Stallone directed the reshoots.
Oh my God.
Yep. So it was a big pissing contest that Stallone won because he has more money and power.
Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's a scary dude.
He's a dick.
Adrian? I don't know what you're talking about. I'll tell you what, though, he came a long way from Rocky.
I am the law.
He's definitely developed a little bit more rage, you know.
a little bit. He just whispers more now.
I judged him.
They both sounded wasted. Both Rico and Dredd sounded shit-faced the entire movie.
Yeah, they're slurring their words.
Yeah.
Right?
But I think I read this as well.
That they were wasted?
No, that Armando Sante...
Speaking of wasted, Sal! Sal!
We fired Sal. Oh, no, wait, he's back.
Is he back?
He's back.
No, he's out for coffee.
Wow.
Out for coffee. Fucking, I don't want coffee. I want beer.
Call him.
Sal!
On the phone.
Oh, fuck. Where's my phone? We can't do a phone thing again.
No, we can't.
Trigger everyone's phones. Hold on. Brandon... entertain the audience.
All right, I'll talk about the thing I was going to talk about.
Five, 10 minutes.
So, Armando Sante, the guy who played Rico, you know, oh, you want order? I'm the new order. That crazy guy, Rico, he actually studied Sylvester Stallone so that he would sound like him, so that they it was more believable they were brothers.
I am the law.
You betrayed the law.
You betrayed the law.
Also, I noticed too, I don't know if it's true, but I noticed this. Because throughout the movie, I was like, does Stallone have blue contacts in? It looks like Stallone has just blue contacts.
Does Stallone not have blue eyes?
I don't know. But, like, I did notice that at the end, I'm pretty sure Amanasante had blue contacts as well. If not, the only one to match.
Because they're brothers.
Because they're supposed to be brothers. Yeah.
Right, right. No, that makes sense. So, Sal's fired again. Fuck this guy.
Seriously. Wow, you had to get your own beer?
I know!
Wow. Yeah, he can kiss those
credits.
I'm just
glad we're not paying him.
He's not even getting those credits. No letter of reference. None whatsoever.
Yeah. But sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying about
basically Armadasate seemed like he actually put in a little effort to actually be more like his brother. Where Stallone just had to be Stallone.
Well, Stallone is Stallone. You hire Stallone to get Stallone.
That's a good point.
You know, they paid a lot of money for Stallone. I'm sure they wanted some Stallone.
They got a lot.
Well, that's why he eventually, like, I'm sure they paid a fortune for him.
Yeah.
So when he was like, listen, I'll do it the way I want, they were probably like,
go for it.
Yeah, I mean, we did pay for this. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, all in all, I mean, had he directed movies before that?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Well, he directed the reshoots, basically.
Right, but, I mean, he directed, like, a movie before that. Was that just, like, his first foray into directing? That'd be interesting.
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, I'm sure he directed stuff after it.
You know what I'm not going to do? Look at my phone for it.
Hey, Google.
This
what,
is close.
Brandon?
This is close. This is too close.
Okay.
It's not. I don't want to have to record another thing.
Goat cheese.
Hey, go guys.
Hey, you guys. Okay, guys. Okay, you gorgeous son of a bitch.
We're getting close to the line, man. We're getting close to the line. I don't like it.
Okay, gobbledygook. Okay, Goomba.
All right, I get it. I don't want to have to record another thing. Come on.
I hope that triggered somebody's phone out
there.
I hope
it does, too, actually. That's really funny.
Hey, Siri.
God damn you so much. God damn it.
Will that trigger it?
None of us have iPhones, but I'm, like, pretty sure.
I don't know how a Siri works. Do you just have to say the name Siri?
I don't know.
Or is it like a trigger phrase?
I think you actually have to like hold the button down, I think.
I
think there's settings for that.
Okay.
Well, if your podcast just stopped, let us know. And Dave's going to record a little over thing. Because that was not my fault this time.
It was 100% Brandon's fault.
What? No. I didn't do anything.
Okay, good friends. As we were saying.
You're a bastard. Oh, man. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, overall, I did enjoy the second movie's. I'm sorry, you look like you had something you wanted to say.
No, I'm just looking at my notes.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck you then. I'm going to keep talking.
Please.
the second movie, the 2012.
Thanks.
It's no problem. It was definitely way darker overall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
But at the same time, like, I don't want to say you took it less seriously, but it was so over the top. Not that the first one wasn't, but they were like, at some points, it was like so gory that I was like, oh, come on.
A little bit. Oh, yeah.
Because I felt like it wasn't going for like the humor gore like RoboCop was. I felt like it was going for like gore.
Yeah, action gore, for sure. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree.
I feel like RoboCop's gore was to be like, hey, look how gory we can make this and how fucking
look at how over the top
and, like,
we can
funny
make
that
this.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one was just like, oh no, we want blood.
Like, no, there's a difference between gory and graphic. This was graphic.
Graphic.
Yes.
Graphic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. It's gory is like, yeah, it. Again, just kind of like gore for gore's sake, in my opinion. A bit like RoboCop or like stupid horror movies. This was straight up graphic.
Hey, why didn't they keep their guns on like automatic the whole time?
Because they had to conserve ammo.
Yeah, no, that part. But, like, I'm talking, like, in the beginning. Like, they showed up, and it's like, sleeper dart, or, pinata gun.
Like, you think their default mode should be pinata gun?
Default should be full auto. Why are you fucking out with all this other shit?
Because there's like, a limited clip size, man.
But, well, dude, even in the first one, they weren't, like, worried about rearming or anything and get stuck anywhere. He, like, goes into the room, he's like, foot auto. And, like,
blah, 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 blah.
I was like, that seemed super effective. You should have done that from go.
Maybe bullets are expensive in the future. I don't know.
I don't know. Not the way they were treating them. I'll tell you what. Who's the guy, the beginning criminal?
Oh, my God. I had his name the other night, and I don't anymore.
It's
going to kill me.
If you need someone to be scared of, be afraid of me.
Oh, my God. I literally looked up, and I was like, remember that name? And I don't remember the name.
I recognized him, and I was like, Brandon has to know who this guy is.
He's a very famous, character. He's a very famous character.
I wrote down James Earl Jones in the third millennium.
In the third millennium.
Which is just a great intro.
Yeah.
FX could have been worse for the 90s.
Oh,
Rob
in the beginning,
Schneider.
That guy, by the way, that you're talking about, had, and I wrote this down, I was like, oh yeah, his gun is on loan from Alien, because it was like the pulse rifle from Alien.
Was it? I didn't notice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like how they all hung out the window and started shooting down at him.
Yeah. And then that's where you learn that their suits are bulletproof.
But only to a degree.
Only to like 50, up to 50 cal.
It's like, the effective range.
He's like, what are you doing undercover, Hershey?
They are firing from the third floor. Which is 150 meters. So, I have one question for you.
What are you doing by the cover?
What are you doing on the ground?
This block is under arrest. I love that.
Didn't he say like it's been pacified at some point too?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, this block has been pacified.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, all right.
That opening scene is just a delight and really schlocky.
That's
at the same time.
I felt like, oh yeah, absolutely. But I
sorry, I'm a little
that wrong. Also goes to the whole like we're about the law. I'm here to. You're all under arrest. This block has been pacified.
Yeah,
I'm here to get the job done. I'm about the law.
Yeah,
and, like in the second one, it was more just like
he's a beat cop.
So
in the
listen,
second one.
We're gonna kill everybody here, right? In yeah. my best Batman voice.
No, he was more just constipated in the second one. He was more just like.
I thought the. Why didn't you ask about my partner thing was like a dumb way for him to figure out that they weren't
yeah,
here
to way
help
to be
him.
Like, whoa, skeptical about any judges that you
yeah,
see.
Yeah, they get back up and like he's like, oh, I'm here to back you up. And the guy's name is like Seth or something.
Yeah.
No. And he's like, two judges. And he's like, what?
He's like, I'm wondering why you didn't ask about my partner.
The call came in for two judges. I'm wondering why you didn't ask about my partner. The guy's like, oh, fuck, he figured it out.
Bam, bam, bam.
It was like,
I would have tried to keep it up.
Yeah, I would have been like, well, I assume she's dead.
Yeah, if
or
I'm
like
only seeing you.
Something like that. Or like, I hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Or like, I was going to ask about your partner. Why so suspicious, fucking yeah. weirdo? Who are you?
I guess corrupt judges are like a thing.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Which didn't seem like it was a thing in the first movie. It seemed like it was kind of a highly prestigious position, but
it
did seem like a shadier job in the second. It seemed like a bunch of downtrodden cops where they were like, we can only get 6% of the city.
Oh yeah, and the second one you were meant to feel that they were understaffed, they
yeah,
couldn't
yeah,
really take care of all
like,
the mega
we'll
city.
Even let women in.
Like, right?
Even ones that are too dumb to bring a helmet. Well, she got 3 percentage points too low on her entrance exam, and she doesn't wear a helmet, so we took off 5 points for that. Because, you know, rules.
It's a good thing that she was a mutant in the second one.
Could I just be like, if I was a cop, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we usually wear badges. And I was like, yeah.
Badge isn't really my color.
It fucks with my whole flow, my chi. The thing is, it covers my heart chakra. And that's not going to work for me, guys.
All right, you can go out there.
Okay, well, as long as it's a chakra-related thing, then sure. But yeah, she's a telepath, which
I thought
is cool.
I'm glad she wasn't just like a shoehorned romance character. She actually got to kick some ass. She actually had a point.
Oh, as a character, she's a character.
Yeah, she was a full character, yeah. Not just like a you know, female lead.
Yep.
She was actually a full character.
Yep.
I like
she
that.
She had a lot of. I mean, you didn't get to see it at first because she's all like shy and weird. Because
well,
she's
yeah,
like a telepath.
Mutant,
telepaths
yeah.
are always weird.
I mean, they're ones
like,
I know.
Yeah. But they're just a weird people. I mean,
yeah.
not that they're not likable folks.
Yeah.
But
the whole, you know, getting in our minds thing.
Yeah, they always make you do weird stuff.
But I don't want to say it, but
I still have the pictures.
Wait, I don't remember this at all. Wait, what?
Ooh, yeah, telepathy.
But no, I thought she was a very good character. I liked her. She got to kick some ass.
Yeah, yeah.
She had to get, of course, captured.
Right, at the end, because she's a woman and she can't.
Right, I did feel like, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like, I'll just distract you by, like, thinking about fucking you. And then they'll, like, I'll turn around and fucking. She hits him on the second time. And
I like that.
First
yeah.
of all, why didn't you just level that dude?
I know.
Like, right away. Like, there were so many times where I was like, you should just kill this guy.
Right? He was dead weight for the entire first half of the movie. He should have died a long time ago.
Yeah.
Or she should have used her mind powers on him and then killed him.
It was like a dumb way she got captured, too. Like, they're like shooting at somebody else. And he's like, ha ha, I'm going to grab you and toss you in an elevator.
It was dumb.
And I was like,
that was the only part. That was the only part coming? Of the, one of the only parts of the movie where I was like, come on.
Yeah, there were a couple. We come got on. Chased by the bullets. I wasn't really.
I just didn't notice that they were chasing him.
They were literally like following him down the hallway.
Fair
it was,
enough.
Like, the weirdest
thing. I would have to watch it again.
It was very odd.
I thought Mama was scary.
Mama was scary. I like the woman. They break into her apartment, but her husband's already dead because she shot him in the face.
That's pretty good. That was an interesting twist there. Yep. Yeah. But I thought Mama was very scary.
What did Christine say? She asked me if it was, oh, I'm looking at the wrong notes anyway. But she was like, is that like Heather Locklear?
It's Lena Headey. It's Cersei Lannister.
Lena Headey. Oh, is that Keira Knightley?
Which is, when I saw her for the first time in a movie, that's exactly what I thought too.
And I was like, I'll ask Brandon.
When I saw her in Brothers Grimm, I was like, is that Keira Knightley? No, she's kind of a knockoff Keira Knightley, but that. She looks a lot like her. No, it's Lena Headey. It's Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones. Lena Headey.
Yep. Game of Thrones.
She's a good actress.
Yeah, I know. She's
kind of
scary,
though.
She's Cersei.
In most
so
things,
excellent.
I see her, and she's kind of scary.
Yeah, I can't imagine her as like a warm, fuzzy character.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
She's usually not.
Well, she bit off a dick in this one, so.
Oh, that scene.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, fucking hot. You're not going to get that out of your teeth.
I hesitate to say this. Because of our listeners, but
okay,
she's always unsettled me because she reminds me of like a few of my ex-girlfriends.
With the dick biting?
No, just in general, Lena Headey.
I'm sorry that happened to
looks
you.
Like, I get a vibe from her, I'm like,
Why would that offend our listeners? What, you hate to say it because of our listeners?
If we become that popular and my ex-girlfriends actually hear this.
Oh, because when you all of your exes who are like,
oh, yeah,
still... Clearly,
I'm so conceited enough to think that they're still listening
they're,
and following,
they're following
me.
You on Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh, Brandon has a podcast. I got to listen to that.
That fucking bastard.
You're still on their minds.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I made that much of an impact.
Good way or a bad way. You're still pretty much monopolizing their thoughts on a daily basis.
I'm just saying if we take on like wildfire, which I'm expecting we will.
Well, we already have.
That they're going to be just walking down the street and everybody's going to be listening to this podcast. They're going to be like, who the fuck? What did Brandon just say? I don't even like this podcast, but I'm overhearing it because everybody's listening.
Because all these people are telling me, this guy Brandon, he is fucking killing it out there. You got to listen to this podcast. Boy, would I hate to have broken up with him.
That's kind of how I'm hoping for, yeah.
Wouldn't I feel stupid? I'll tell you, if I was some dumb bitch who broke up with Brandon, I'd be kicking myself right now listening to this podcast. All that boat money. That's right. They call him Brandon Two Boats now. Because of the two boats. The one fits in the other. It's a bath toy, but still very impressive.
Uh-huh. Two Boats Brandon.
Two Boats Brandon.
Living the dream.
I like Brandon Two Boats. I think it has a better ring to it. And I don't
Brandon
think you're getting any pussy as Two Boats Brandon.
You're right. No, you're right.
Come on, man.
Brandon Two Boats.
You gotta learn to market this shit.
B2B.
Ladies. He's single.
Yep. Looking to buy two boats.
For obvious reasons, if you knew him. But... Some Thanks. People are into that kind of thing, so...
I don't know why, though. She always unsettles me. Like, in anything I see her, and she just unsettles me.
Well, I mean, she's an evil character and everything.
Not in a couple things. I've seen her... She was in Brothers Grimm. She played, like, the female lead in that as, like, a good person.
Really? I didn't see it.
No, you wouldn't have.
We'll do that one, though, because it's a remake of Fairy Tales.
Technically. So not really at all. But, yeah, it's actually a decent movie. It's Terry Gilliam, I think.
Yeah, we'll read the Fairy Tales.
Yeah.
And then...
Like Heath Ledger is in that one, yeah, before he passed away.
Oh, Heath. You know,
And Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. And Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc from Friends.
Yeah. He's excellent in that, I hear. You don't hear about Heath Ledger much anymore.
No, because he... I don't know if you know this. I hate to be the one to break this to you. He passed away. I don't know how you missed the boat on this one.
No, but he was big news for a while, even after he passed. Like, people would still talk about
him.
Well,
yeah.
It was like Heath Ledger from, like, The Joker. Oh, The Joker. That role killed him. Oh, my God.
He kind of, like, tragically died too young, and that's... People usually talk about that.
No, no, it was really bad. I'm not pro killing Heath Ledger.
I just think people have moved on.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, still see people like, oh my God, I wish.
Well, didn't he overdose?
Yeah, he did.
I felt like that was the reason that it got talked about for a while afterwards, too, because they were like, oh, actors and overdosing.
And it was like a weird, it was just like a weird mixture of like depressants that he was using to like go to sleep. That he, I mean, it was probably an overdose, but they never really revealed if it was like intentional or if he just accidentally overdosed or whatever. But what?
Huh?
What was that?
Oh, I hate to be the one to break this to you, Brandon.
What? What? No, no, say it.
Mike? You know Mike?
Yeah.
Mike Jackson?
What?
He's gone.
The king?
The king.
The king of pop.
The moonwalk is no more.
What? Oh my God, my world.
I know, right?
My world is shattered.
And apparently, he was like fucking 12-year-old.
Next you're going to say Prince died.
Well, I mean, not until after he fucked a couple 12-year-olds.
What, really?
Oh, dude, you didn't hear?
No, I mean, I'm not surprised.
That thing I just made up?
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah, you believed it, because Prince is a weird motherfucker, and everybody's fucking 12-year-olds these days. You see this shit?
Yeah.
It wasn't even shocking. You were like, really, Prince too, huh?
Damn. Sly Stallone. Stallone. There's
really?
Allegations against Stallone as well.
Oh, okay, I'm not surprised. Dude, somebody said this, who just... resigned recently. Some news guy.
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer. And someone was like, Matt Lauer too. And I was like, Matt Lauer what? And they were like, he resigned for sexual harassment. And I was like, wasn't he a news guy? And I was just like, you know, I am shocked. Shocked and appalled that rich, powerful, famous men are using that to their advantage and taking advantage of their position and fucking women.
It is
that's a shocker to me. It's... I mean, we're all shocked by that, right? Is the story we're telling people?
I mean, it's kind of shocking, but at the same time, it's also like,
isn't it like? Didn't South Park do an episode where it was Tiger Woods?
Oh, like, yeah.
Why do rich, powerful men?
Yeah.
Keep fucking younger women or whatever.
Yeah,
you use that, and then like all the men were like appalled, and there was like the one guy who the SWAT dude,
yeah,
who was like, guys, come on, it's just us here. We can admit that, you know, we can at least understand. What, and they were like, it's a wizard, it's an alien wizard, it's got a spell on it. That's what I feel like
it's
right
true.
Now. I was like, oh my God, we're all shocked. We're all shocked.
Don't get me wrong, they're all scumbags, but it's not that shocking.
Sure, but like, did we all not know this was going on?
We've said this before. We've talked about this before. Not that
I
don't want to rehash it,
I'm in the industry now. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We talked about this. But I don't know fucking Harvey Weinstein or fucking Louis C.K. or any of these fucking people. But, and I didn't know about them specifically, but when it, like, everyone's just like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, well, we kind of have this understanding that it's happening to someone by someone, right? We know that men do this.
Yeah.
So it had to be somebody. And if it was somebody rich and powerful, because that's who's abusing their power,
no
it's
surprise.
Somebody we know.
Yeah.
So when this comes out, it's like, okay, so he was one of them.
Yeah, basically.
It's not like a shocker. Like, I don't think no men are abusing their power to get laid. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. I completely agree.
What's crazy is that we seem to think it's acceptable in some circumstances and for some people and not for others.
That is the messed up part.
These weird double standards where it's like Harvey Weinstein like jerks off on a fern or whatever.
I still can't believe that's such a weird thing. I was really listening to that episode. I was like,
I know.
I don't even, I'm not even going to bother to look it up because that's disgusting. I don't even want to look it up if it's true or not. But I believe you. That's fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. But it's just that thing where you're just like, oh, okay. So this is one of the guys.
Yeah.
But Harvey Weinstein can't do it. But like, if you're just like, you know, a rich, powerful, you know, mogul of some company, no one really cares.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you're, I'm sure Mark Cuban is out there getting all kinds of strange. I'm sure Elon Musk gets all kinds of crazy pussy.
I just hope I'd imagine Elon Musk just does it with robots. I mean,
he's using these fucking robots.
I mean, he makes them.
That's true. Elon, hit me up. We'll get one of your robots on the show. And, you know, maybe you. I don't know.
I'm sure he would be thrilled to be on
the show. I think he'd do the show. He's a pretty nice guy.
They said that about a lot of people.
Hey, well, I mean, he reminds me of Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God.
He's like a really just a nice, genuine fella who just very relatable. And, I mean, he kind of reminds me of my childhood.
Hate to be the one to break this to you.
What? Huh?
Bill Cosby's also in some hot water.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Regarding?
Raping younger women.
Raping?
Yeah, drugging them first.
Like figuratively?
No.
Like, oh my God, like you just blew my mind. Like you fucking mind raped me.
Literally.
Like literally.
No, just literally.
Figuratively?
Just literally.
Huh.
Yeah, the cause.
You mean, I can't see that.
What? Getting notes from the booth?
I don't know. I'm getting dread.
Oh, so trying to give us back on to the topic.
Redirected back on topic.
We both gave up at a certain point, I think.
Dude, I can only stay on topic for so long.
I know, I'm your friend. I've known you long enough.
So anyway, Bill Cosby starred in Dread.
God.
That's how we're tying it in.
Yep.
He had a cameo.
Let's bring it right back.
You like that transition?
That was a perfect segue.
So, speaking of, you know, Bill Cosby raping chicks.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. Comic books. Oh, actually, that does remind me. I wrote down, when he's like fucking her in her brain or whatever. I was like, did she just get mind fucked?
But,
and I was pretty proud of myself.
You should be real proud, bud. Real proud. That was real good.
Right? I was like, yes, I got to give that one to Brent.
You know what? It's awesome.
He's going to love this one. I'll tell you what.
Oh, mind fucked. And he got mind blown.
Oh, yeah. His mind was blown. And then that was the other thing about no one knows about the
lawgivers. I know. I was thinking about that, too.
I felt like in the first one,
they made it pretty clear that nobody could touch it.
They were like, hey, don't touch that. Don't you know? Like,
and he's
you
like,
yeah.
Looks like I'm a judge.
Exactly. But in the second one, they were like, oh, I've never seen one of these before.
I've always wanted one, even though I don't know that they explode my arm.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that,
dude,
though.
Really?
I liked that he got his comeuppance.
Oh, sure. But that's just because he's a dumb villain.
Yeah.
So you want to shoot her with her own gun?
That's...
You're going to use a firearm you don't understand, and the first thing you're going to do is use it to kill a judge?
Yeah, it was a bad plan. But they were drug addict criminals.
Yeah, but slow-mo didn't seem like it impaired your judgment.
Yeah, I agree.
You were still pretty functional. It just made shit super slow and glittery.
Yes, very glittery.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like it had any negative side effects whatsoever.
I mean, I'm sure it does.
I think it just made you kind of lazy because you were just fascinated with, like, fucking watching shit go glittery in slow-mo. But, like, nobody was, like, stumbling. Like, everyone was, like, in control of themselves when they were on slow-mo.
Oh, no. Like, they were even driving a car and shooting out of it when they were on slow-mo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's judges behind us.
Shit, there's a judge.
Judge on our tail. And the guy's like, fuck.
And they were just like
doing drugs right now. Had they just committed a crime, or were they just driving around?
Driving erratically. That's dread for you.
I guess this city really does suck.
I like
South Africa. Get your shit together. I've seen your traffic. People just doing drugs on the road.
It's not supposed to be South Africa.
Well,
I just because I don't know if you understand this. I bring this back to the old movie. Just because a movie is filmed somewhere doesn't mean it takes place in that place.
You tell me these people weren't South African?
No, I mean, there were a lot of actors that were South African acting.
Meaning
they were pretending to be from somewhere else.
Right, but these actors were the ones committing the crimes.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
they were acting like somebody else committing the crimes, but in fact, they were the ones who committed the crimes.
All right, look. movie logic is, I know, a little, it escapes you a little bit.
I don't know why you're having such a problem with this.
I think you're misunderstanding suspension of disbelief.
I feel like I've been pretty clear on my stance on that.
Let's see. RoboCop took place in Dallas and Pittsburgh and Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie took place in South Africa, even though they're all supposed to take place in America.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. I don't know if this city was better or worse than Detroit.
I know.
No, I'm not even talking RoboCop. Certainly Detroit, bigger. I just mean in general.
Certainly
Detroit.
Bigger.
Like now Detroit.
I mean, it's not good.
I'll tell you what. It's better than Miami.
Really?
Dude, you ever been to Miami?
I have.
Fucking people.
I mean, there's parts of Miami that suck.
Yeah. The Miami parts.
The whole part. Miami's not terrible.
I might be thinking of a different city entirely.
I think you might be.
Am I thinking of London?
Yeah,
you're I think I'm thinking of London.
Yep. Easy to confuse.
All the time.
Totally.
What with the fog?
Yep. 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 Mm-hmm. And the beachfront property.
Big Ben.
Yep.
They both have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miami, London.
The statue of the pyramids, Giza.
Okay. You're getting a lot confused.
I'm not good at geography, Brandon. You
we know
this.
I know this.
You just lay off.
I need to get you a globe.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a globe.
Globes are great, dude. I used to have one as a kid. And even I always remember because it was like it had like a bit of altitude relief to it, so it was like bumpy where the mountains were and stuff. I was like, ooh, it's like so. It was tactical as well as tactile as well as educational.
Also tactical. You could plot out routes
it's
of
true.
Attack.
I could if I was Rommel.
Yeah, Desert Fox, bro. So we're coming up on, I mean, we had some bullshit time in the beginning, but we're coming up on
we're bringing it home pretty
hour
well.
And a half. Anything else you wanted to cover? Anything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, let's see. Come on.
I'm sure I had some notes I left out.
Oh, me too, for sure.
Judge Dredd, everything by the book. That was like the theme of the movie was everything by the book.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. The city is run by judges. I forgot about that. It's kind of like they do everything.
The Council of Judges. I'm going back to the mutants in the original one. That the one I think it was called like Meanie or Mean Baby, like basically the cyborg one. Like gave me nightmares as a child, still gives me nightmares now.
Oh yeah.
Cuz of the it was something with the prosthetics on his face that always unnerved me.
The
like,
fucking gauge on his forehead. That thing's creepy.
Still creepy to this day. Still creepy. Still holds up.
Did we not talk about the fact that Rico gets a gun delivered to him in prison?
Yep.
By a warden who just gives prisoners things he doesn't understand?
Yep.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about it.
That's fine.
I'm agreeing with you that it happened.
He was like, Rico, I got another gift from your mysterious benefactor, which in itself means I shouldn't give it to you. Also, what is it? Here you go.
Hope you don't use that to shoot my throat out in a really graphic scene.
Like, what is that? Is that like a bomb or a gun or some sort of poison? What do
it's
you got there?
Both a badge and a gun.
Yeah, it's true, too. It was a badge, which is how he got out, right?
No.
Why did he have a badge then?
It was a message. That was like part of just like the message.
I thought that like that was like a
I mean, maybe
ID
he got it later, but
him.
he got the badge in the box with the gun. Later.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I thought that's what he had used. That to like get out of prison. Like they were there. He was like, "Here's like this is ID." That
I don't think he did.
He shot everyone on the way out of that prison.
He got himself out with a body bag. Remember?
Oh right. Yes. I forgot about that. Which also seems silly. Did they think
it
he was dead?
Silly. Yeah, it was.
Why did they think he was dead?
You don't see that scene.
Did he look dead?
I feel like that was another thing that got cut for the rating because we don't see that ending of that scene.
He had, like, stabbed himself to look dead, or...
This is me shrugging on audio.
He just zipped himself up in the body bag. He was there in the corner. Got
no, I'm really
there.
Cold. Let me just... Zip, zip, zip.
Coroner was like, Larry, did you already bag one?
No.
Huh.
Oh, but that prepackaged body bag. Let's put it with the best of the body bags.
Hey, this one was bagged when we got here.
Hey, pre-bagged. Can't complain.
Yeah, right? Makes my job easier, I'll tell you what. I'm going to knock off early for lunch. You just... catalog these bags. I'm sure nothing could go wrong.
That was creepy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Yeah, I just...
Sorry, go ahead.
I think, as well, like, in the Mutant Slayer and pretty much all the guns they used. I just wrote down, I love all the guns that they used from Doom because all those guns look like first-person shooting guns.
Oh, well, all of them were just way over the top.
I loved them. I thought they were great. No joke. Like, aesthetically, they were huge. Like, there was a big chain gun thing. There was a big rifle one. And, like, I don't know. I just thought I enjoyed that aesthetic of it.
That whole scene, I was preoccupied with first being like, man, their arms must hurt.
Because they're huge guns.
Yeah, and second being like, hey, how do you not know he's slipping out of his handcuffs, ropes, or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're literally looking right at him.
I don't get it. They were dumb mutants.
They were. They made it seem like the angels, the angel gang or whatever.
They mentioned the legendary angel.
Yeah.
Legendary angel family.
I like the idea of the long walk, by the way, where they say to him, where they say, bringing law to the lawless.
That's the thing. Again, that's a straight thing from the comics. It's well established.
It's a big law thing. It's all about the law. Like, the law exists. The law is such like a, I feel like he carries a book of the law.
Book of
like
the law. The book of the,
that's civilization. That's, here we have laws.
That's a good point.
That's how we live in a civilization. And you're taking that and you're going out into the uncivilized world. You're bringing law to the lawless. It's like this sacred thing. It's almost like a Bible. It's like, that's where, I mean, we made our first major, you know, laws.
That's true.
It was
true.
Thou shalt not do this, thou shalt. That's what we define as being civilized. There's a bunch of things we all agree on that you can't do. And if you do them, this is the punishment for that. Those are laws, and we've all agreed to live by them, except the people who haven't. So to go out there and be like, I'm bringing law to the lawless, I really enjoyed that. That drove the whole message of the movie home.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a lot more out of the first one than I did.
That's what I'm saying, man. I really did.
And that's okay.
I felt like they really did a good job of having that overarching, like, this is the law. This is the importance of the law. And it's written, so you can't, you know, change it easily. It's not flexible. It is ironclad. But when you think about it, like, there are extenuating circumstances.
There's always extenuating circumstances.
Look at Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider had to hack a Corus robot.
Look at the IT guy in the second one.
True.
Where she, but true. He, but Judge Dredd isn't on that. Dredd is like, what's up, rookie? And she's like, until you take my badge, I still have to, dispense justice or something?
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I thought that was a really good line, too.
That was.
I'm dispensing justice, because we think of justice
as vengeance.
As punishment.
Like,
you do something bad, you get, justice is something bad happening to you. You're paying for that. But justice can just as easily be giving freedom to somebody who deserves it, or giving a pass for somebody whose fault it wasn't, who was a victim rather than a perpetrator. That's justice.
Wow.
So justice can just as easily be served by someone not getting convicted as someone can getting convicted.
That's a good point.
So I really thought that was a really good line, too.
Wow. I feel inadequate.
Well, I mean...
I was like, these are good action movies. Bah, 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 bah. You're like, it's all about law and civilization, and wow. I'm like, I feel like I should take better notes next
time.
Well, there
are a lot of explosions also.
Okay.
You know.
You can have both.
Bullets.
You can have both.
Why not have both?
I guess I just didn't see those themes as much as you did, and I appreciate that you did.
Well, I honestly wouldn't have noticed it in the second one if you hadn't watched the first one. The first one got me really thinking about that, and the second one I was like, justice.
Makes you think.
Also, wasn't there who in the second one they couldn't kill somebody? Oh, the chick at the end, Mama.
Yeah,
they were like she was like, you can't
kill me. I've got explosives
I've got
rigged
this
up.
Rigger.
I have this thing on my wrist.
Yeah. You used stun bullets like half an hour ago.
No, he used blow her stomach out buttons after that. Or bullets.
But he uses a stun bullet. Like earlier,
I know.
She goes like, stun? And they're like, yeah. And they stun people. I was like, why couldn't you stun her? She still would have been alive.
Because the sentence was death.
Off. True. So you take her in and do that later. I also thought it was interesting that they were going to take the bad guy, villain.
Yeah.
In to be interrogated,
mm-hmm.
which they didn't really do in the first movie. You dispense justice on the street. I'm a street judge.
Yeah.
I'm not a cop. I'm a judge.
A
You're
street
sentenced
judge.
To death. You're sentenced to this. So the idea that they were just going to take him and interrogate him, I was like, oh, there's due process here of some kind.
A little
kind.
Bit.
We interrogate people. We ask questions. We're not just like, sentence, bullet to the face.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, there was a lot of that, but given the opportunity, they were like, let's take him back and interrogate him.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I'm sure the interrogation isn't fun.
Well, also, he didn't commit any murders in front of them.
Right, right, true.
He was a suspect, but he didn't do anything to warrant a death sentence in front of them. Mm-hmm. So it was like, well, let's arrest him. Let's get him in a cube, ISO cube, or whatever they would say, and interrogate him.
Which, yeah, ISO cube, I don't know what it is, but it sounds bad.
It sounds like Minority Report. Remember how they put people in like that coma thing in Minority Report?
Those are your sentence. Suspend your whatever. Weird, yeah. They put you in the Matrix.
It seemed like something similar. I remember he even said to the kids, do you want to be sent to juvie cubes?
Oh, yeah, juvie cubes.
Yeah.
Who did he say that to?
The two kids who had their safeties on.
Right. Yeah. That was a really good... Is that when Anderson got taken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like a good scene and a bad scene. Because they were like, freeze. And he's like, why? And they were like, we said freeze. He's like, why should I?
Yeah. Which was really good.
What do you mean? With your safeties on? Like,
it wasn't even that. It was just, freeze. Well, why? Haven't shot me.
Yeah.
You're not arresting me. You're not taking me in. You're here to kill me. If you can't do that, then why would I freeze?
Yeah, I thought that was good. I like that scene.
Yeah, it was a really good scene.
That was Carl Urban. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly where they used the stunt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
That was a good showcase for Carl Urban as Dredd. I thought Carl Urban did a very good job as Dredd. I liked his character.
Dumb reason to get distracted and then get fucking kidnapped by the guy you've been guarding this whole time.
Captain Deadweight.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They should have taken him out so much earlier.
Dude, I would have just been like, hey, mama, how about we just kill this guy?
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet deal.
See you later.
Call it a day. Right?
They made it personal or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I like the fact that Dredd's name is Joseph, because then it's Judge Joseph Dredd, and you need some alliteration in your life. JJJ.
All right.
Hey, JJJ.
John Jacob Jingle Hammerschmidt? No, Judge Joseph Dredd.
Let's see what else. Oh, the security guards had capes in the first one. That was great. You noticed that?
I mean, I noticed
the dudes with the big guns.
I don't know if it was great.
I thought it was priceless. I was like, that's so impractical. There's no reason for you to.
It
have
really
it.
Is.
There's just absolutely. Is it cold out? What's going on here?
There was definitely. I was also noticed a continuity error in the first one.
Oh, really?
When the ship goes down, the prison transport crashes. They show the scene of the guard tripping and shooting the pilots twice in succession.
Oh.
And at first I was like, did they mean that? Or no, that's the same guy dropping, same shot of them getting shot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice that. How did that make it in?
Pretty glaring. I don't know.
Wow. I did not know that. I did notice that absolutely no one should have survived that crash.
No.
That thing was in pieces. First of all, it looked like it was some sort of papier-mâché model.
It probably was.
I was like, this transport is not well constructed because it came right apart.
I mean, would you care about prisoners anyway? I feel like in the future, like...
I don't even know why we're taking them to prison. Why don't we just kick them out into the lawless lands or whatever?
Yeah, I know. Oh, that was another thing I had to wonder. In the first movie, especially, when they're back at the wall of Mega City 1.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do they guard the outside of Mega City 1? Because if not, don't you think there'd be an assload of refugees trying to, or just at least camped out? I think, like, in most situations like that, there would be, like, refugee camps outside living on the scraps that come out of Mega City 1.
Well, at that point, I don't know how much you have in scraps. You get the feeling that they're reusing a lot of stuff.
True.
I mean, you'd have to with a resource shortage like that.
Oh, they also, in the second one, they also talk about bringing in the dead bodies for recycle.
Yes.
Recycle. I was like Soylent Green, ew.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You gotta use everything, man.
Gotta.
And maybe they have, like, fucking guns on the wall.
Or maybe they have, like, perimeter patrols, at least, maybe.
Something, yeah, to, like, clear out, like...
I don't know, it just seemed like wall, nothing, and then Mega City 1 right on the other side.
I
feel like there would be, in reality, there would be, like, more life right outside of it.
Maybe. I feel like there's not a ton of people, though. It's not like we saw, like, a bunch... We saw three mutant weirdos.
That's true.
Living in like a cave.
They could have been the only ones.
Yeah, for all we know, they're the only ones in the area.
That's true. It's a good point. All right.
Shooting down shuttles so they have people to eat.
The good point.
So it's not like it's a booming, like, bazaar.
That's kind of what I had in my mind, yeah.
Human brains. Do you want leg bones, sir? I have
iguana on a stick, man. Fallout.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
No, but that's pretty much all I got to say. So would you recommend either of these movies?
Yes, I'd recommend both of them.
I would as well.
I would say...
They're both tonally very different.
Yeah, different reasons. So I was gonna say, you gotta if you're looking for a real deep thinker, you go with the original Judge Dredd.
I guess you're right by that logic.
If you want a quick law course, bringing Law of the Lawless 101, you watch the first Judge Dredd. If you want to see some people's skulls get fractured,
you want to see some tight action.
Yeah, yeah. Which it was. There was second one was. Tight action.
It was like a good action movie.
Although every time I saw them doing it, I was like, how do they even get their fingers on the trigger? The gloves they're using are like ski gloves.
I didn't know.
They're so big. I was like, there's no way you could even fit that in the trigger guard. Like,
I did not notice
every
that.
Time I saw anything like near their hands, like when he activates his like wrist watch thing to do stuff, I was like, there's no way. That's a ski glove you've got on right there.
It is.
That's
they were pretty thick.
Mitten.
And they're like leather and thick.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, oh. There's no. You have no dexterity left. It's just you're operating a weapon at that point.
Did that take you out of it completely?
Yes.
Okay.
Also DNA because they're wearing gloves and they're using these guns.
Yeah, that was true. I did notice that. Like that doesn't explain
it.
Matches
up with your DNA. It's like through my glove.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe there's perspiration. I don't know.
Maybe there's receptors on the outside of the glove.
True. Maybe they could be special. Like hey, we have smart gloves now.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, that's true. Yeah. True that.
Yeah, I would recommend them in different sittings, different mindsets.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what. If you're ready to watch some super sad, just lowering of the bar for your typical female cadet situations, watch the second one.
Really?
Oh yeah, dude. The first thing they did was they're like, "We got this chick, and listen, she's just barely failed everything, but we're letting her in anyway." I was like, "Fucking typical, fucking typical." Oh,
everybody
yeah.
gets a participation trophy.
Don't
I
worry.
See.
We reduced the quota by 5%, so you just passed. It's like, well, thanks.
Oh God.
There was the one other lady judge that was part of the 4-man team that. Fucking
got taken out like a pain, like just
oh
chump.
Yeah,
just got taken out like a chump real quick.
Well, because she didn't know that she was dealing with a telepath.
That's true.
Like, that was
that
just,
was pretty badass. I actually like that scene.
Oh, it's really I really
she's like
it too.
Oh hey, Judge so and so, and you just see like whoop mind read. Blah.
Christine goes, look how short that guy is. Because all four of them come in at the same time.
It's true, and they all have the helmets on.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. I was like. Oh, good. Four more guys in helmets. This won't get confusing.
I know, right? And the main guy looked a lot like Dredd.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Even in the first scene where he's like, you didn't ask about my partner. I was like, that guy looks a lot like Dredd.
I'm surprised they didn't do the like, oh, I'm pretending to be one of the bad guys just to get into their midst because we all look the same with the helmet on.
He just took my badge and replaced it with his.
Exactly. I was expecting that.
The other reason the other guy didn't look like them was because he was black.
Yep.
And the other guy, turns out, was a chick.
Not just a short guy.
She spoke later and I was like, that's why. And of course, she gets bodyguard duty because she's a woman.
Yep.
Can't handle the assassination job.
Apparently.
I'm sure they lowered the standards and they let her in too.
No, they're corrupt judges.
Well, there's probably a height limit. I mean, you got to fit the uniform. You got to be at least, 5'8", 5'9", whatever it is.
Apparently.
That didn't make it, but they were like, it's okay. Special treatment for the ladies. Well, I mean, you want to be a judge. I feel like you have to live up to the same standards.
Or be a telepath.
Listen. Yeah, or be a telepath.
And be kind of hot and a telepath.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. It didn't seem like they made any exceptions for Hershey.
No.
Didn't even talk about it.
No.
Although she's dumb enough to go back to her own ransacked apartment.
I'm sorry. Diane Lane's a good actress. I thought Hershey was a terrible character.
It was just, everything she did was weird.
And just like, again, where she's like, oh, I have this big hard on for Dredd, but we only kind of tackle it right in the last second. It's really bothersome.
I actually like that it wasn't like a whole romance story.
It just seemed shellacked on the movie. It just seemed like it was added in. I mean, because we need to have a little.
She's like, did you ever have a friend? And like, she was.
If they were
going to
do that, they would have expanded on it more. I feel like, and they tried to in her apartment for a brief second, and then Rob Schneider from a different movie comes in and says, "Oh, this is a bad time. Hey, I fixed the microwave, so we got popcorn. Hey,
we can have some."
That was like, "Oh, you're a giant cock block." Like.
Thanks, pal.
What movie did you walk out of, Schneider?
Different script entirely. They only gave him a couple of the pages.
Seriously? Yeah. Anyways. Should we call it, man?
I don't know. Was there anything else you wanted to go over?
No, for the most part, we covered it all.
Oh, actually, there is one thing.
What?
I was like, I can't believe. I starred a couple things to be like.
Like, definitely mention this.
Yeah, I was like, I want to talk about this. Oh, we talked about the fact that to betray the law doesn't really seem like a big deal.
No.
The judge is just doing it left and right.
Apparently.
Like, it was a big deal that the judge tried it, and the first one, he's like, you betrayed the law! And the second one, he's just like, everyone betrays the law.
The second one, he's like, oh, corrupt judges, of course.
Right, clearly.
What day is it, Tuesday?
The 1024 was judges under fire. I thought that was cool, where they were just like, 1024 judges under fire, and I was like, oh, I know what a 1024 is now. Like, they kept saying it later. They're like,
yeah,
you called it a 1024. I'm like, that's judges under fire. I feel like I'm learning.
I could be a judge. Yeah. I could be a judge is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was picking up on the lingo.
You already got the book of the law down, man. You got it. You got it.
And when they're describing Mama, they said, I heard she feminized the guy with
her
teeth.
I love that line.
I was like, I find that highly offensive. So you're saying if you remove someone's dick, it's feminizing them?
That's just the way they said it.
There's plenty of women out there with dicks right now who would disagree.
Oh, God, here
and
we go.
They feel that they're plenty feminine. And I just thought in this day and age, that was a really inconsiderate thing to say. I'm surprised you weren't offended by that. I'm surprised you weren't upset. I can't believe you didn't even notice.
It wasn't on the books. He said, I heard.
I heard, right.
It's not like
I
it's
heard
official.
She feminized a guy with her teeth.
That's street.
Meaning she bit off his dick.
It's street lingo, man.
And made him a woman.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm not offended by it.
All right. Well, I get you draw the line in weird places.
Go to hell.
I'm talking about the 2012 one.
Yeah, I'm
not
aware.
The 95 one.
I'm
just
aware.
In case there's any confusion.
Can you see this? Can you see this?
I can't. You're holding papers up.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, shit. It's your finger. It's the middle one. Oh, damn. That's rude also. And pretty phallic in nature.
I'm a little
offended by that myself.
So I've been Brandon.
I'm Dave.
And nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for this.
I hate you so much.
Dude, we got a fucking cover art. Get us on Twitter.
No.